I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Rising food prices and shrinking food stocks are creating what the World Food Program calls a silent tsunami. Developing countries have borne the brunt of the food price inflation. There have been protests from Haiti to Bangladesh. The latest violence erupted today. It was in the African nation of Somalia. Thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu. They were protesting the demand by many traders or vendors in the city to be paid in U.S. dollars. Somali government troops opened fire to try to halt the unrest. At least two people were killed. The demonstrators themselves included children. Reporter Mohamed Alad Hassan is in Mogadishu now. What are those kids saying?
Well, the kids were shouting anti-traders slogans such as down with the dollar receivers and down with the unscrupulous traders.
So the kids are shouting statements against the traders who are demanding American dollars and not the old shillings that they use in Somalia. Can you tell us what's going on there? What's at the heart of this?
Well, the problem is we know for the last 2 days, the Somali traders have been refusing to accept the old notes, particularly the 1,000 Somali shilling, which is the only denomination in circulation in Somalia, because of large quantity of newly printed fake money, and which created inflation in the market and food prices become very high. So people were very angry about this. Another problem is the big businessmen in Somalia, when they go to the government-controlled ports and airports to export or import something, the money they have to pay, the taxes must be dollars. So the government wants tax to be paid in dollars, and the traders themselves are now want to find dollars instead of Somali shilling. That's where the problem is coming from.
So is it that hard to get hold of U.S. dollars?
Absolutely. They are in demand of U.S. dollars rather than Somali shilling.
Okay, so this problem has many sources. Is one of the sources the lack of food?
Absolutely. That's part of the problem because of the global high price of the food, and the problem of money has added more to their already wounds.
How would you describe the shortage of food? I mean, obviously people can't pay for it because of the prices have gone up because they don't have U.S. dollars with which to pay for it. But is there a shortage on the shelves themselves? I mean, are people able to sustain themselves day after day? What's happening?
Well, the Somalis can be divided into three parts. One part is now receiving some help from their relatives abroad. The others are in the war inside in Mogadishu, and they somehow get some sources from their investors, while the rest are dying with hunger and starvation. For example, if you go to the markets, you can see hundreds of people suffering from the lack of food and money. The beggars are also becoming more in the Mogadishu streets, people suffering from the hunger and lack of food, and they always tell you that their problems to the other Somalis buzzing in the streets. So the situation is very, very ugly here in Mogadishu, and the food crisis is really in its ugliest phase in Somalia.
Mohamed, can you tell us maybe about a conversation that you might have had with one of those people who showed up to the market?
Well, some of them I spoke to, they say they have no money, and if they get some money in Somali shilling, they can't buy something from the market. So one of them told me he had 250,000 Somali shilling, but this morning his children did not have any breakfast because the money has been refused from the nearby shop where he used to buy something.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us from Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. Reporter Mohamed Alad Hassan, thank you again.
Thank you.